This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE News Time.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 7:30, 74 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Jan Briggs and Nancy Standiford as we preview the Tornado Trot and Trail coming up in Redding, and it is just about go time. Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're doing well. You guys are obviously pleased. You've joined us a few times here for previewing the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail, and obviously, Nancy, you're about here. How does it feel to be now about 24 hours out from all the big activities?
24-hour countdown! We're pretty excited. We've got a lot of people pre-registered, and we're hoping to see more the day up. We're getting ready to go out and mark the trail this morning.
Last minute panic. Here we go. We're driving roads today. We're out driving the roads.
Excitement or panic? Which one are we dealing with right now?
Depends on the moment, you know. So a little bit of everything. So, yes.
All right. So the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail, it's a 5K run or walk or a 14.5 or 26.5 mile gravel bike ride. And this is tomorrow, launching in Redding. So, Jan, specifically, where is the registration and launch point, and when do things get started?
We are launching at the Redding Park in Redding. Registration opens up at 6:30. We will have an official start at 7:30. And we have a rolling start. If you want to just come and ride for Handlebars of Hope, you can check in anytime between 7:30 and 9 and just ride for Handlebars of Hope. But if you want to get in on the excitement, per se, you can show up at 7:30 for the official kickoff. I think Matt and Stephanie will be here from, they're coming back to be with us, Brown, of course, to see everybody and thank them. And the new owners of High Gear will be there as well.
Outstanding. Nancy, it sounds like there's not just those activities that are coming up here. You've got a lot of additional activities that are really going to be in Redding for welcome everybody to the community and getting everybody off to a good start. I'm thinking specifically about the breakfast over at the Benefit Fire Station.
Yes, the fire station is going to have a pancake breakfast from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So we hope everybody comes out and supports the fire department. They really help us out quite a bit on this tornado trot, watching intersections, and, you know, they're our first responders. If anything would happen on the route, they're there for us, and they've always been willing to help us out, and just we're so grateful for that.
So it sounds like registration has been going good. Jan, you alluded to this, but you are helping out Handlebars of Hope, and how big is that?
Oh, they were able to take their mission to the border this year, so we want to keep supporting them and not let anybody forget about the hard work they're doing down there. So we hope to keep this going. I know the owners of High Gear are keeping their part going with their LaGrind and support, so we're looking forward to seeing Matt and Stephanie tomorrow.
How important has that been for Nancy, for you to support Handlebars of Hope here really for an extended period of time through the proceeds from the Tornado Trot?
You know, it's really been important. I think some people, you know, they just don't have the means to have a vehicle as far as a car or any of that mode of transportation to get to and from work and school. And by Matt and Stephanie getting this started and just giving people hope of, you know, a bicycle that they can get to where they need to be is just huge, whether it's locally or afar.
Yeah, I do want to emphasize that they have helped a lot of local kids and such here in our own community. So make people aware of that.
You mentioned we can register on site starting at 6:30 tomorrow morning. Jan, what's the cost to participate?
It's $25 for 18 and over, and if you're under 18, it's $15. Let's see, is there, I guess they just show up and register and ready to go. We do want to announce that we still have a few giveaways. That's one reason we've come on board, to kind of get some people on the board with the early registration. We gave away the free shoes earlier, and now we have a set of Pan Racer tires, and we drew last night. So are you wanting to hear who won the Pan Racer tires?
Oh, absolutely.
Please.
Drum roll. Do you have a drum roll?
I wish I would have known about this before, but there we go. Chuck has one.
All right.
Bing!
The winner of the Pan Racer tires is Gary Post. And so they can pick those prizes up tomorrow. And we do have a few more surprises. There are a few more drawings with Handlebars of Hope products that will be there tomorrow as well.
I just knew you'd have more surprises in store for us. I just knew that was coming.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a friendly
nothing
surprise.
Nothing wrong with that, that's for
you
sure.
You know, the last few years, we've always had a surprise. The last few years, we've either had a pandemic or bad weather, and we're just used to surprises by now. We just roll with it.
Well, you roll well with it. The annual Tornado Trot and Trail to benefit Handlebars of Hope, and this is coming up in Redding. Registration starts at 6:30 at the Redding Park. A big breakfast going on there tomorrow morning as well. 5K run walk. Go ahead.
Oh, well, we do want to add, in case of inclement weather, we do want to get the word out. We'll probably be calling you two just in case. I don't think that's going to happen at this point, but we'll call the radio station, and they need to check out our Facebook page at Tornado Trot
and Trail.
Tornado Trot and Trail.
Okay.
All right. Well, we hope we don't hear from you. How about that?
We hope the Tegan is up there and, you know, without any issues for you guys tomorrow morning.
That's good. Maybe it'll be a year before we talk again. So that's good.
Well, hey, we have to ask you, Jan. I understand you recently completed Bike Across Kansas. How was that?
I did complete it. That is probably the statement right there. I finished. It was hard. It was fun. It was exciting. And if you like communal living, sleeping in gymnasiums and riding all day in 100-degree weather, it's your event. It's a lot of craziness and fun.
Well, congratulations on that.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
And no rest either.
I'm still recovering.
I bet you are. Yeah.
And you're recovering. And you're recovering by setting up a run and a ride. There you go.
Well, and eating the snacks and drinking, hydrating. So I'll be hanging at the starting line and taking care of everybody's needs.
Sounds good. Nancy, anything else you wanted to add here before we wrap it up?
I think that about wraps it up. We appreciate you having us on this morning.
Yeah, too.
We appreciate it. Best of luck with the Tornado Trot and Trail tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
Thank you both. Jan Briggs, Nancy Standiford. Lead organizers for the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail tomorrow morning, Chuck. Redding.
All right. And if you want to be part of our newsmaker slots, we're filling those in here for next week. As a matter of fact, we still have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday open. But